working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania quiz?
It's now the mash.
Now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Rax a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster mash.
You in?
Monster mash.
Mash.
Monster mash.
Welcome to our special Halloween edition of Stream On with me, your not too scary host, Jim Williams. Okay, we're heading into the big Halloween weekend, and that means plenty of great horror movies to stream between now and Halloween night come Tuesday. So we have our friend Jonathan Barbato, the special advisor to free streaming service Tubi TV, with us, where they're having Horror Fest 2017. Now, they are offering over 600 free horror movies to choose from. They have playlists of films that will scare the entire family. From movies that, well, say play with your mind like Silence of the Lambs, to the more traditional slasher-type horror films like Hatchet. So, Jonathan, let's talk about Horror Fest 2017 on Tubi TV.
Absolutely. It's coming and it's big. I mean, we've got over 600 titles. We really do the horror fest well here at Tubi. And but the cool thing about that is that we've got so many that we've divided them into different categories. So it depends on what your personal horror taste is or Halloween taste. We even have a category for the kids, for example, which obviously is not as gruesome as it is Halloweenish, you know, with Igor and Little Monsters and things like that. But we're doing Halloween right here at Tubi.
Do you have any favorites yourself?
But I do. I mean, we have Silence of the Lambs, and yes, it's a thriller. But to me, it's got such character to it, and it's so intense. But it's really an interesting movie. So I love Silence of the Lambs. That's one.
Actually, Silence of the Lambs is one of those ones that's a psychological horror film. You know, one of those things where it's like the old, Twilight Zone, where it scares you without necessarily even, doing anything that would in any way, shape or form be, they don't have to show you him doing anything.
Yeah, your imagination takes over.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. And then we have like Return of the Living Dead, which we put that into a comedy category. There's probably 10 titles that we have in a comedy category. And to me, that's the right way to do horror, because that's, you know, like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. We have that one. We have Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, right? I mean, those are the ones, Little Shop of Horrors. I mean, those are the ones that, you know, are so docile that, you know, mm-hmm. takes whatever scares you from the other ones and kind of makes it all palatable. So, yeah. So I'll be watching the comedy and maybe Silence of the Lambs, not so much of the gruesome stuff.
Now, one of the things we talked about before, which I think is phenomenal about Tubi, is the ability to create your own playlist. And so you can actually mix some of these ones that we're talking about, like, you know, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes and Silence of the Lambs, with something a little more, you know, in the genre of the, like Hatchet or something like that, that's more along the lines of a true, you know, thrasher, hasher horror film.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the playlists that we make are just the starting point. You can take and you can take all 600 movies and mix and match them the way you want. So you don't, you know, our playlists have maybe 25, 30 titles in them that are all within a specific, you know, either comedy, or we have one called Killer Women, Final Girls, which is, you know, all the scary women doing scary things. But you can mix and match whatever your favorites are and just sit there and watch until you're done.
I thought, frankly, that the women do women scary things aspect of it was that was brilliant. That if that was your idea, then kudos to you, my friend. That was totally brilliant.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I can't take full credit for that. We've got actually it was a woman on our staff who came up mm-hmm. with that title and assembled those together. So. You know, kudos to her, but yeah, I think it's great. I think that, you know, when you've got so many of these movies that have, you know, strong female leads, it just itches for its own category.
You know, I don't know what it is about Halloween, but Halloween, other than perhaps, oh, I don't know, I suppose Christmas, that from a holiday standpoint, those are the two that stand out as really being the ones that have the most depth when it comes to pictures about those particular holidays.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you've got Valentine's Day as well. Mm-hmm. You can have, you know, serious and romantic and non-serious
right.
spins to it. And sometimes Mother's Day is a good one too. But yeah, no, I think Halloween and Christmas are probably the ones where you've got the biggest concentration of a mm-hmm. specific genre of programming, definitely.
And, you know, again, as you said, the depth of your 600 films runs the gambit. And I think that's something that, you know, when you're looking for a film, if you can't find what you like in 600 films, you got a lot of problems.
Well, yeah, I mean, the idea is, you know, in the old days when you used to have to watch whatever people put up
right.
there for you to watch, you know, in those days you were kind of stuck with whatever was there. Now, mm-hmm. now you don't have to be stuck. 600 to choose from. You want a Halloween marathon that lasts a mm-hmm. week. Or a month. Yeah. I mean, you could watch and watch and watch, unless you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're still going to have a lot mm-hmm. of days to watch here. So the idea is really, you know, make your own marathon, eat them up, get as much as you can possibly, all you can eat and mm-hmm. you know, enjoy.
And I think the fun part about the horror films is the fact that many of these, you know, are ones that people haven't seen before. And so you can, you know, as you said, you can mix and match. You can have some fun and look at it and say, "Well, gosh, you know, here's one I didn't see, or here's a title that's just so outrageous I have to see it, no matter whether I even know what it's about." So I think that you know, when you look at the films, and I've had the we're gonna put in the in the show box a link to everything so that people will be able to get a little preview of what's going on. I think when you take a look at it, titles alone, I mean, as I looked at them, the titles alone, I'm thinking, you know, I have no idea what this film is like, but if the title and the film is anywhere near it, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what also happens, by the way, is our machine learning will figure out, you know, not just that you're liking horror, but what kind of horror you're liking. And, you know, you know, is it a comedy? Is it a kid's? Is it a thriller? And then we'll also make recommendations according to that. I mean, like Nightbreed, which not everybody knows about, but, you know, can really, it's where, you know, you kind of get drawn into this mythical place where all these monsters are hiding from humanity. Well, you know, who knew? But once you're drawn in and it's as scary as the rest of them.
Well, we know here in the Washington area that there's a lot of things that can be scary without necessarily even knowing what the title is. like frankly, you know, one of the titles that I was looking at, you know, which very well could be, you know, a Washington-based title is A House of a Thousand Corpses. It's a 2003 film. Two young couples traveling across the backwoods of Texas searching for an urban legends of the murder end up as prisoners in a bizarre and sadistic backwater family of serial killers. You know, and I'm looking at that, I'm going, who knew? I mean, it's like, you know, next time I'm going to Texas, I'm making sure the car is working. But, I mean, here's one too. Hostel, 2006. Three backpackers head to a Slovakian city that promises to meet their hedonistic expectations with no idea of the hell that awaits them. So, see?
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, there you bum. Go.
So, those of you hedonists
the
out there.
Ones.
Right. I mean, come on. This is great stuff, you know? So, you take a Silence of the Lambs, you mix a few of those in there. You know, who knew, right?
That's right. Or, you know, the kids are getting ready, getting dressed up and getting ready to go out or
right.
coming back in and getting ready for bed. Show them Igor. Show them Little Monsters, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's Tales from the Crypt Keeper. I mean, those kinds of things are just, you know, perfect for kids. Scary, but not going to keep them up at night, you know.
Which is good.
Maybe give them good dreams, just not nightmares.
I was going to say, with the candy alone, you don't have to worry about that. That's going to happen.
Exactly. While they're winding down from their sugar highs. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, here's one of the things I was thinking of. I mean, this what you did here with this is you gave people an opportunity to actually, if you're going to have a Halloween party, right, you can have a Halloween viewing party. And you can have a movie party, and you could everybody could come in and you know, each one of the guests could pick one or two films, and you know, you could have an all day fun, you know, situation based right around what you know, Tubi's doing with you know, your Halloween favorites.
Yeah, or if you're having a party or having people over at the house, just even if it's up in the background.
Sure.
You know, set up the playlist and just start playing these movies, and it, you know, sets the mood. Volume down or volume up.
Right. And we're just going to say, for those of you out there who are doing this at bars, by all means do it. These are all wonderful ideas we're giving you for free today. So, you know, Jonathan and I are only going to give you this once. Otherwise, we're going to charge you next time for the promotional ideas we're giving you.
Yeah,
here,
we'll probably do it again.
Hey, probably will. They'll rip us off. What can they tell us? But no, seriously, Jonathan, I think that this is going to be an outstanding thing for Tubi, and something that I know that, you know, 2018-19 and beyond, we're just going to keep talking about it each year, and it's just going to keep getting better as you guys continue to grow and build with one of the most entertaining free, you know, streaming genres out there.
They're all free all the time, every month, not just this month, every month. We don't take credit cards. We don't want your money. We want you to enjoy. We want to give them to you for free. You know, we make our money from the advertisers. So, yeah, free, always free. Enjoy. And thank you again for paying attention and for giving us the spotlight here, because I think you know, what you're doing is great, and it's great to have your audience know about what we're up to.
Well, we're having fun with it, Jonathan, and you know, I think that the key here, as always, is if we can get people to find the good streaming content out there and just have fun with it, then we're doing what we want to accomplish here. We'll be back with more of Stream On right after this.
T-Mobile's Unlimited now includes Netflix on Us. That's right, Netflix on Us. Get four unlimited lines for just $40 each, taxes and fees included. And now, Netflix included. So go ahead, binge on Us. Another reason why T-Mobile is America's best unlimited network.
Hey, welcome back to this edition of Stream On. You know, there's plenty of cool stuff for you to watch this weekend. Let's start with what's going on over at Netflix. And I know a lot of Netflix fans are really excited because Stranger Things 2, a Netflix original, is ready for your binging pleasure. It's well worth the time. So check out Stranger Things 2 over on Netflix, okay? Some people don't want to be scared, and so there's things to watch on that one, situation too. Let's start with Hulu. They have Arrival. Now, Arrival was nominated for 8 Academy Awards. It's a gorgeous science fiction film from Denis Villeneuve, so by all means, give Arrival a shot. Outstanding stuff. Acorn has some fun things. Acceptable Risk, episodes 3 and 4. We have Black Widows, series 2. That's an outstanding one. And Doc Martin, one of my favorites, Series 8, Episode 6 dropped this week, okay? So you can watch those shows on Acorn. Now, over on BritBox, they have Hammer House of Horror, okay? And Him. So a couple of good things to watch on BritBox. HBO has The Deuce, Season 1, the final episode. Amazon has, you know, some fun stuff, a horror show for you. Awakening, The Shadow Man, okay? And The Liberator. So that gives you some things to watch that are not necessarily scary, but by all means entertaining. Meanwhile, if you have not yet subscribed to Stream On, it's free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes Store, Blog Talk Radio. We are proud to be part of the great podcast family at Stitcher. And if you are like me, one of the 125 million people who've downloaded the TuneIn app, then search for Stream On with Jim Williams. Then hit the favorite button, and you'll get our podcast every week sent to your phone or your tablet, okay? It's easy as that to do. Special thanks to Jonathan Barbato of Tubi TV, where I encourage you to try out Horror Fest 2017. It's free and it's fun on Tubi TV. So until next week, have a great Halloween weekend, and I'm Jim Williams saying have fun streaming on.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash,
he did the monster mash,
the monster mash,
it was a graveyard smash,
he did the mash,
it got on in a flash,
he did the mash,
he did the monster mash, from my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom, vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. Guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hound. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the MASH.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the MASH.
They played the Monster MASH. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania quiz?
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the MASH.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the MASH.
It's now the Monster MASH. Now everything's cool, Rex a part of the band. And my Monster MASH is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this MASH was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
The Monster MASH.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Then you can Monster MASH.
Man.